Okay, section one. What do we believe about theology? Well, it starts with God's word. We believe in the absolute authority and the accuracy of Scripture. There are 66 books in the Old and New Testament, and we believe that they're verbally inspired by the Lord. Some of those things were audible. Some of those ways that the Lord communicated his word to the authors were audibly, some through dreams, and some through prompting by the Holy Spirit to write these books. And we believe that the original manuscripts are verbally inspired, and we believe that the English translation is sufficient for what we need as far as guiding us in our faith. And currently we use the English Standard Version, which we believe to be the best English version out to date. The second thing is we believe that there is one God. He's the creator and the preserver and the ruler of all things. He's perfect in his holiness, infinite in his power, and he reveals himself to us in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, which is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal God. He is the eternal God, and he's the only begotten Son of God. Basically, God came to us in human form. He added humanity to his deity. So he is truly God, but he was also truly man. And he is the sufficient mediator between us and the Father. We believe that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit's ministry is to convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment, and it's to regenerate the believers, to make us new, to make us different, and he seals us, the Bible says, till the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit's ministry in our life is each person, as they believe in Jesus as their Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in our life and gives us comfort and helps us as we walk our journey of faith towards the Lord. We also believe that man was created in the image of God. Man and woman were created in the image of God, and we are his direct creation. And unfortunately, we have sinned against God, but we believe that we are made in the image. No other beings, no other creatures, so to speak, are made in the image of God. We also believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, according to what the scriptures tell us, that Jesus was a suitable sacrifice. He died for sins once for all, the Bible says. We believe that him laying down his life and then rising up again 3 days later is sufficient for the offer of salvation to all who believe. We believe that salvation comes through grace by faith and not of works, or by grace through faith and it's not of works. The Bible's clear when it says that all who believe in Jesus will be saved. It's not by any work that you or I could do, but it's only through trusting in Jesus. It's his grace and it's his mercy that saves us. We also believe that at that time we are baptized by the Holy Spirit. Like I said before, the Holy Spirit comes to live in our life. We believe that we are eternally secure. That means that once a person trusts in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside them, and we are sealed and secure forever. That means that the work that God has done in us, we could never lose that. We can never lose our salvation. There's nothing that you or I could say or do that would make us not be a Christian anymore. That work is done by the Lord in us and through us and will not be taken away from us. We believe in the resurrection of the crucified body of Jesus. We believe that Jesus ascended into heaven and that he sits at the right hand of the Father as our high priest that goes between us and the Father. So each time you and I sin as a believer, Jesus is beckoning the Father and saying, I have paid the price for that sin, and I beckon you to forgive your child, because we become a child of God. We believe that in the bodily resurrection of the just and the unjust. the people who do believe in Jesus and the people who don't. We believe the bodily resurrection, meaning that at some point in time when God chooses whether you pass from this earth by, you know, death, or Jesus decides to come back, there will be a point in time where each person will stand before the Lord in judgment. And basically the question that will be asked is, did you trust in Jesus? Those who have trusted in Jesus will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Those who have not will not. We believe that. We believe that the local church is a voluntary association of baptized believers, equal in rank and privilege, and subject to the word of God. Basically, what this is talking about is when a person believes in Jesus Christ, they become a part of the universal church. That means that you're part of the church already. I mean, you might be looking to become a member here at Fort Goodhue Baptist Church, but if you're a believer in Jesus, you're part of the universal church. But the local church is a voluntary association of people who've chosen to become members of a local community in their community. And, you know, that's what FRBC is. Fort Goodhue Baptist is a local church. And we believe that those who decide to become members of the church have to, one, trust in Jesus as their Savior, be saved, and two, be baptized by immersion. And some of you, this might be something new to you, but the Bible teaches what we call believer's baptism. That means a person, when they trust in Jesus, is commanded to also be baptized. And baptism is an outward symbol of what inwardly has happened. The water represents death, and being risen out of the water represents new life. So if you've not been baptized yet, part of becoming a member, you're gonna need to get baptized by immersion. That means a coherent thinking person that trusts in Jesus decides, yes, I'm going to stand before other people and make this public proclamation of my faith. Nothing spiritual happens in the ceremony, if we can even call it that, but it's just a public proclamation saying, yes, I'm a believer in Jesus and I want to be baptized because the scriptures command me to, as an act of obedience to show others that I believe in Jesus Christ. And we also believe that the Lord's Supper is symbolic of what Christ did for us. So monthly, we celebrate communion or the Lord's Supper, and we really believe that that is symbolic of what Jesus has done. His body was broken, his blood was shed for us, and it's a constant reminder of what Jesus did for us. He died on the cross to pay the price for our sins, and when we come together to the Lord's Supper, it's a constant reminder of that, the fact that Jesus Christ died for us. So those are pretty much 11 things that we hold to be theologically true, and pretty much what makes up our DNA as far as theology that we follow. Granted, there's many other things in the Bible that we believe, but we really feel that these are the core beliefs, and this has been our articles of faith since the church was planted in 1975, and they will continue to be that because these articles of faith are biblical articles of faith. They're nothing that we have made up as a church, but they're everything that the Word says to us. All the scripture references to everything that I talked about are found on page 1 and 2 in the church constitution, which was included in the packet of information.